Well, I went to Belmont to talk to Lucien Laurent, the trainer of Secretariat. But ahead of me, there was a representative from Monmouth Park offering $200,000 purse. There was a representative from Hollywood Park for the same reason, that they wanted to get Secretariat to run at Hollywood Park. And he was offering a purse of $250,000. And I was there with a ham sandwich, $100,000. And after those two representatives of those two racetracks left, I went to see Lucien. And Lucien was a very dear friend of mine, and it's been 3 years. And he says, "I know why you're here." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "What did my competition come up with?" And he told me, Monmouth Park, $200,000. Hollywood, $250,000. I said, "Lucien, I've got a ham sandwich, $100,000. He laughed. And he said, "Well, let's go have a cup of coffee." So we went to the track kitchen, had a cup of coffee. And he said, "You know, you did me a favor a long time ago. And I want to help you." I said, "Well, we need help." Because it was during the Kerner trial, and our attendance was down to real bad. The Kerner trial kind of affected racing to the point where we weren't getting the customers. And so I said, "Racing's hit rock bottom in Illinois, and I really, really need your help." Well, he said, "Well, you did me a favor, a big favor, and I haven't forgotten it." Well, to tell you the truth, to this very day, I can't remember what favor I did for him. Yeah, it paid off, but I still don't know what he was talking about. But anyway, he said, "Well, we have to talk to Penny." And I said, "Oh, she's a good buddy of mine. I've sat in a box at Belmont numerous times, and she's a good buddy of mine. But I said, I'm ashamed to tell her what the purse, the amount we're offering." So we went to a phone, we called Penny, and Lucien said, "Penny, I've got a real good friend of yours that wants to talk to you." Apparently she said, "Fine," so she got the phone. She says, "Bill Thayer." She says, "How's my good friend?" I said, "I'm fine." And I said, "I need your help real bad." And I told her about the Kerner trial and how it affected racing and how our business was down. I said, I need Secretariat. She says, "Well, Bill," he says, "well, what kind of purse are you talking about?" She already knew what the other guys offered. I said, "Well, I'm ashamed to tell you, but I've only got $100,000. And she said to me, "Can you make it $125,000? "Well, I'm not authorized to do that, but I'm going to do it. But you might have to find a job for me." So anyway, she said, "Well, we're coming to Chicago."
What did your heart feel like at that point?
Never mind my heart. I was wondering where I was going to find a job. So anyway, I came back on the plane, worried about the attitude that what Mr. Loomis was going to say about it, because he wasn't an easy guy to talk to. But I waited until he went to lunch, because I knew that every time he went to lunch at the Evans house, he always started out with a couple of cocktails. So I timed it till after he got his two cocktails. And I walked in, and he says, "Well, how'd you do?" I said, "Oh," he says, "you're back." I says, "Yes, sir." "How'd you do?" He says, "Well, Jack," I says, I had to raise a purse to another 25. And I did it, and without calling you. And Penny says, "We're coming to Chicago." "Well, great. Good going, old boy." I thought I was going to get bowled out, but he took it very just the opposite. We have a picture on one of the offices. We had over 41,000 people. Well, what they forgot to do is include 1,100 people that were in the infield. They didn't count them. So we really had over 43,000 people. And now I had the toughest part of it all is trying to get horses to run against him. So we had three other horses that went into the race. So it was a four-horse race, and he won easy. It was a thrilling day. As a matter of fact, the entire crowd stood up and kept yelling, "Penny, Penny, 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 the whole crowd. And which was a great feeling, but the most important thing about having a secretariat here is that the amount of people that it brought here, and the betting was way up. And after that, our attendance and our handle went up 13% for the rest of the year. But we've had some great horses, you know. We've had Secretariat, Spectacular Bid, Cigar, horses like that. But anytime, see, people come to see the stars. And whenever we had horses like I just mentioned, you know, more people show up because they want to see the stars.
Well, sure, and the
Secretariat.
Same, yeah, Secretariat.
John Henry, Spectacular Bid, and Cigar were just great horses.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So would you, when you look back on your career at Arlington Park, would you say that that stands out as one of the best days?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've had some. I've had some great days here. I love the sport. I've been in it since I was, since 1946, so when I was going to Creighton University. I worked in the summer times at Exarban Racetrack in Omaha. And I fell in love with the game. After I got my degree, I went to work for an insurance company, but my heart wasn't there. And I came back into racing. I've been there ever since.